Good morning. 7:09 a.m. on Monday, October the 17th, 2016. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday. I can't imagine that I didn't, but on the off chance that I completely suppressed it, I've been listening to these videos from, what is her name? Jessica? How to ADHD, anyway. She has a series of YouTube videos, How to ADHD. Very inspirational, very affirming, very very helpful, because there are a bunch of tools. She has a bunch of tips and techniques, which, because they're new, because they're different, because they are not something that I'm doing, they're not particularly new, they're not things I haven't heard before, but because I'm at that point where I really need to have some new tools just to keep myself interested, we're good. We like this. So I started a bullet journal. There's lots of bullet journal literature. You can find it easily. Use bulletjournal.com as a kickoff point, and then Google. So you basically need a notebook and a pen. I happen to have both of those things. And I established my bullet journal. I've got an old Moleskine that's partially used that I will keep my bullet journal in until the end of the year. And then I will start a new one, assuming that I stick with it until the end of the year. October, November, December. I'll get a fresh notebook to start the new year in, along with my new calendar for the wall. And we'll see how it works out. We'll see how it goes. I had a writing goal yesterday to get the book to Fire Called up to 30,000 words. I did that. I have a 5,000 word goal for today, broken down into 5 1,000 word chunks. And we'll see how that works. I have some other things, some sort of small tasks that I've been neglecting. I just remembered another one I need to add. Today is Monday. It's a work day. I've got a bunch of stuff I need to do today, chore-wise. I need to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner. But, yeah. I'm stoked. I'm excited. I'm going to try a little intro to meditation to see how it works. I've got some ADHD tips for meditating. We'll see how that goes. I also signed up to do the Indie Life, Project Indie posts for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers newsletter. And after 4 days, I finally heard back from the person who's doing the coordination. And I'm a little bit distressed. 400 words. 350 to 400 words. Which is pretty narrow. And it turns out that she's going to enforce a theme across all the articles in the newsletter. And the theme for November is gratitude. And the theme, which I'm not going to be able to write for because she's already told me, don't bother, the deadline is tomorrow, so I don't expect you to write 400 words about gratitude overnight. The kicker is I already have an essay ready to go that is not on gratitude, and perhaps I'll just repurpose that to be my November blog post for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. But this is like, one of the problems is, I think, that I really am an indie writer, and the idea that I need to write to a particular theme in order to provide insight on the indie life is one of those, really? Are we really going to go back to fifth grade writing here? Is this really what you think we need to have for a professional organizational newsletter? Nobody at the stop sign this morning. I just noticed it because this van went by and I realized suddenly that I am past it. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to. I need to talk to a couple of people because this wasn't exactly what I signed up for. To write 350 to 400 words about indie life. But indie life based on these sort of fifth grade themes. Monk Post. It's a gorgeous morning. It is quite lovely. It is quite chilly. It's low 40s. My nose is running. My fingers are cold. I put my hood back up after I put the microphone on, so my ears aren't cold this morning, which is a good thing. It's a little bit of high-thin clouds off to the southeast. There's some more way off to the north. And a band of clouds coming in over the mountains from the west. I don't know how much of that is the typhoon residue coming in from the Pacific Northwest, but we're supposed to get some of it. I'm hiking right along this morning. I want to get back. I'm hungry. I've got a bagel with my name on it waiting for me there. And I'm interested in getting into the next chapter of Hazlitt. His subject yesterday was the nature of public works spending and how it really wasn't. He was actually going on about the opportunity cost of taxes necessary to support public works spending, which is something that I appreciate, something that is true. But something else that he said was also true, and that's that there are things that we need to spend money on that require public money to accomplish. So roads require public money because none of us is in a position to do it. You know, I can't maintain the road in front of my house. I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the skill. And it would make for a patchwork of tarmac that would not be conducive to trade and transport a public good, which is worth spending public money for. And then he got into some of the pork barrel. Spending. Somebody lost their what is this? Semantic VIP. It's been run over a couple times. I don't know what it is. It sort of looks like a looks like Google Authenticate. It's got 6 digits on the front. Sun is up, but it's come up behind the cloud deck over there, so it's not very sunny. When I came out earlier, it was very pink, high thin clouds that were stained just faintly pink. It was quite pretty, but the camera, of course, wouldn't pick it up because it was too subtle. Yeah, sun's up. So it's another morning. A day filled with potential. And I've already got one of my to-dos for the day done, or I will have as soon as I get back. Because, the walk is a daily to-do. The walk is something that shows up every day. So is the podcast. And we'll see. I do need to go and update my calendar again. I updated it through, I think I updated it through early October, but then dropped the ball for a few days. I gotta go back, get that caught up. Some breakfast. I've got to go out later, take the kid to therapy, got to take out to take the time to go visit the stationery store and see if there's anything there I have to have. Just because. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.